My name is Edgar Serrano, and I'm the director and co-founder of the studio Lienzo. We're the studio behind Mulaka, the action-adventure game based on the Tarahumara tribe. When I was in junior high, my dad passed away, and it was really a hard time for us. It was like a blow to the face that suddenly we had like no money. Games really helped me, like pull me through that, particularly Dark Souls, because it's a game that beats you to the ground and imbues in you that the only way to get through life is just getting up and doing it better. It was a shift in my view of the world that, you know what, if you struggle, that's okay, because through adversity you grow. It's up to you to fight through that and get even better. If you can, then help people around you do that. And I really believe that it's my responsibility to do something about my surrounding, and I had to do something in Chihuahua to help Chihuahua and Mexico grow. So the only option was to create our own studio. I had a lot of friends that talk about Chihuahua as this like two-ass town or donkey town, and they don't really see what you have in it. And I believe it's just a matter of looking at things through the right lens to get inspired to do stuff. Camping really gave me the right perspective to be convinced that this whole culture is worth telling. I really saw the beauty of the state of Chihuahua. You can't appreciate that through videos or photos or even driving by. It's not the same when you sleep on the actual Sierra and you see the stars and you wake up to the rising sun on the Sierra. That really gets you convinced that this is not only a sacred place, but a perfect set to telling like an epic adventure. Getting inspired by your surroundings is actually a viable option. There are a lot of studios that think they have to emulate an American studio or a Canadian studio or a European studio in order to succeed. But we should also have the space for things done with that level of quality, but inspired in our cultures. Not only do you blatantly show your pride flag as a Latin American, but you also present something new for the outside world that they haven't seen before. The only way you're gonna get to cultural quality games is to just keep making cultural games, and eventually something good will pop out, and that will be the example to lead. I think it's kind of your responsibility to try to at least look at your surroundings to get inspired when you're gonna create something, because it may be the answer. It was for us. I would love for nothing more than to keep looking at ourselves for inspiration. I'm not saying that we're gonna keep making cultural games or indigenous games, but Mexican games always, and looking at Mexico as an inspiration. I believe that there's a bunch of stories that have not been told from the Latin American universe that need to be told in the best way possible and in the best view possible and in the best medium possible, which is video games.